Okay, good begets good. I just interviewed your husband, I believe, right?
Yes.
And for Good Enough to Eat and some of his fantastic restaurants, he's a true Good Samaritan, and I know that. And so Paula,
Seafelt.
Also is another Good Samaritan. She, your husband's very proud of you.
Thank you.
And
talked nice
about
here.
A senior organization you're involved with. Could you tell us something about
it? Yes, it's called Life Force in Later Years. We're a volunteer-based organization, and we help the oldest old stay at home independently, as long as it is safe and healthy for them to do so. We match them with volunteers, and all our services are free.
Wow. How did it get organized to begin with?
It's absolutely grassroots. It was started by a woman named Irene Zola almost 10 years ago. She had no background in this, but after her own mother's experience as a 97-year-old, she said, we've got a broken elder care system. We need to do something. And she got the idea of neighbors helping neighbors.
Wow. So how'd you get involved?
I started as a volunteer. I was looking for something where I could volunteer with my young daughter. And at the time, I couldn't find a place that wanted a young child to volunteer. But Lily was happy to have us, and I'm a social worker by training, and as the organization grew, they really needed to have a professional staff. I was already volunteering, so they hired me.
So you're a Good Samaritan by profession.
Something like that.
There you go. Why do you do that? How did you do that? How did you get to be that way to want to go into social work, which is a very serious outreach? Usually not a high-paying job, but worth about 17 times what you get paid.
Thank you. I grew up in a family that did tons and tons of volunteering. It was just part of what we did. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. I started out on a different career track, and I went and volunteered at a rape crisis center at the old St. Vincent's Hospital years ago. And I loved the work. And so I decided I'm going to make a career switch, and I went back and got a master's in social work.
You're super. Let me ask you, do you have a website for that nonprofit?
Yes, it's lifeforceinlateryears.org.
All right, I'm going to ask you one last question. We're very involved with the International Day of Peace. Peace, September 21st, and 1.6 billion people know about it now because 193 countries agreed to it in the UN. If you could say your name again and say, what does peace mean to you? That would be super duper.
Oh, my name is Paula Seafelt. I think peace means acceptance of others. Acceptance of others, of our individuality, of our humanity, and our commonality.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.